love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. All right, Sarah Rue in studio tonight.
Hey.
Good to see you, baby doll.
Good to see you, too.
Sarah, of course, you know from Lesson Perfect, ABC, 9:30 on Friday nights. Part of TGIF lineup.
Yeah, there's a new TGIF this year on ABC.
I'm telling you, I go way back with the TGIF.
What do you think of when you think of TGIF?
I think of Patrick Duffy.
I think it's the Teenage Witch.
Oh, see, I think of Balky.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I think of.
Cut so deep though, because that used to be on Friday nights, and I was in my crappy one bedroom apartment with my three roommates, and it would be a Friday night. And I was making $8 an hour, and I had my crappy pickup truck, and I'd just sit there all alone, just crying into my beer.
What's the actor's name?
Bronson Pinchot.
And we ended up on Hollywood Squares with him, remember?
Oh, yes, we did.
Isn't that funny?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, well, it's a whole new TGIF now.
I didn't think of that. I didn't think of that as TGIF back then.
See, that was the TGIF when I was a little girl.
But did they advertise it as TGIF, or wasn't it, this is what's on Friday night? Like, they didn't do the whole, I remember when Step by Step got going with that. I used to watch that,
no,
too.
No, Full House. It's like, it goes back to, like, beginning Full House days.
And they would say big TGIF promotions back in 1986. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yes.
Okay. All right. True. So I'm just saying, yes, technically you're right. It was Friday night programming. I just
didn't go
by TGIF. Maybe not.
Maybe you're right.
All right. Well, the point is there's a new TGIF and sheriff in town. Oh, that's a good promo.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm going to
take that back to my peeps at ABC and see what they think about that one.
Please bring that one back. And its name is Lesson Perfect. Her name is Sarah Rue. Okay, wait a minute.
Right. TGIF and fun. And good time. It'll be a whole range of things.
This kind of goes against the whole ABC thing.
I don't know. Disney. Sort of they'll go with it.
Kids are getting edgy these days. You got to know how to talk to them. I was noticing Sarah's rock the vote button, and I was thinking, and I'm down with rocking the vote, but now I'm seeing all these posters that say like vote or die.
That's a
and
P-Diddy's
it's
or,
like yeah. 50 Cent and Justin Timberlake, and all of a sudden they look angry. And first off, I think, what are you pussies angry about? Number one, number two, what, trying to intimidate me into voting? Like, oh, look at Justin. He looks very somber about the whole political situation. He says vote or die. And I think, I don't know, am I an idiot for being angry at this stuff?
No.
Sarah, stop me.
No, I think, I don't want you to waste your energy on the vote or die. I think they're just trying to get the message across as much as they possibly can, especially in this year.
Here's what I get the feeling. I really do get the feeling that the celebrities don't know what the F is going on, TGIF and what's going on.
They've had extensive training in political science.
Sure,
and
Justin
philosophy.
Timberlake.
Extensive training.
He grew up in Florida. So it means he knows nothing. Okay, then he spent all his impressionable years over at Mickey's house, and then he was in a boy band, and about one time he banged a chick who was a poli-sci major over to junior college. That's about as close as he got to an education.
He was a political science major like 3 years after the fact. So it's
Right. So, okay, so what's he know about voting, and why am I being intimidated, and what's he so angry for?
Maybe you should look within yourself. Why are you being intimidated by Justin Timberlake?
I just see that he's got the puss on, he's looking angry, and then 50 Cent's in a bad mood about the voting, and then everyone's, like, looking down, and got their hands in their pocket, and they're trying to, like, sort of cool you into voting. I don't want to be cooled into voting.
Well, are you registered to vote?
No.
No,
I don't care. Look, here's the thing. First off, Bush hasn't even been in the White House for a year. He's out hitting. He's
on the
stump.
Ranch.
He's look, here's what goes on, by the way. First off, why are the Democrats and the young Democrats, especially the Hollywood community, they get so melodramatic about the whole thing? It's like, oh my God, if Bush wins, I'm going to leave town. I mean, it's going to ruin it. He's just going to ruin it. Yeah, you say that every year. Every year, a guy comes in and nothing changes. You get a bigger paycheck. You buy a bigger house in Malibu. What's the big deal, really? And I would take it further. I bet you wouldn't know. I bet you wouldn't know. I bet a lot of these loudmouth Hollywood types would have no idea if there's a Democrat or a Republican in the office 2 years after the election if we just kept them in a box and somehow shielded them from that actual piece of information. Yeah. Then you put a gun to their head and you said, who won? Tell us the big difference, smartass. They never know. And they'd never take that bet.
You are so angry.
I am. I'm an ass full of everybody and their retarded opinions. I don't even think we need a president. I don't... Bush hasn't been in the White House in a year. He's all over the place. He's not doing anything.
Stumping.
I don't know who's running things. I get the feeling like it's just up and running.
Well, that's the point. People want someone in the office who's actually doing something. And I think that's why this year everyone is being so political, is because they feel like nothing has been done, maybe.
Yeah, I know. And there's that fantasy that, you know, Kerry's going to get in there and somehow our lives are going to be different. They're not. It's not going to change a thing. He's not going to do anything. He would have done it by now if he was going to do something. He really would have. What's he going to do? You'll never know. I guarantee you'll never know.
That's not true. There are so many issues
right now
that are so important.
Oh, it was such a Shangri-La. Well, when Clinton was in there, it was Shangri-La. When Carter was in there, the streets of gold were paved with gold. Please. You don't even know. You can't even tell the difference. You really can't. It's just, it's a cyclical thing. There's good economic times. There's bad economic times. Everyone wants to pin it on the Republicans or the Democrats. Even if a Republican is in office, they go, well, it was a prior Democratic administration that paved the way for, oh, please. It's just, everything's sort of cyclical. Just take care of your goddamn family and shut up. That's all I want everyone to do. Go out and vote. Do whatever you want. Oh, by the way, do we need... We got 150 million people who could... or voting age, maybe 200 million people. We can't let 5 million people settle it? We need all 200 million to do it? Really? 200 million people got to vote? You can't let 5 million people? You know what I'm saying?
Founding fathers were very afraid of that, you know.
They were. They were scared.
They did not want
What do you think,
voting.
Sarah?
You know what? I think that... being an American citizen, you have the right, and it's a privilege, and you should go vote. And if you don't vote, then you can't complain about it.
I never complain.
it was actually Andrew Jackson that brought us democracy, a version of it that we know of today.
Well, what would you be okay with 10 million people voting? Do we need 80 million people voting?
No, I think as many people that live here that can get out and vote, I think it's really important because it represents a really huge cross-section.
Well, let me
of the
ask
country.
You this. Let me tell you this. NASCAR. It's the number one TV show. You know what I'm saying? People are idiots. You know what I'm saying? NASCAR, number one. Retards. You understand? You want all the NASCAR guys voting?
I have no comment on that.
You don't want them voting, do you? Think of all... Drive up and down the street, look around, see all the people you don't want voting. You see what I mean? One idiot throwing their vote away nullifies yours. One drunken NASCAR fan nullifies yours. Do you understand that? You're begging the guy to go out and vote. You're going to vote for Kerry. One drunken NASCAR guy. He's going to be draped in the Confederate flag. He's going to be wearing the Richard Petty wraparound sunglasses, and he's going to drag his drunken ass drunk on grain alcohol, and he's going to cast that vote for Bush, and you're going to be canceled out. Do you want him to vote?
That's what she does.
Does he need
to
vote?
She wants the system to work.
All right. There's a lot more dumb people than there are smart people. And those MTV retards? Really? You want them voting too?
Absolutely. I want everybody to get out and vote if they have an opinion. I want everyone to be as informed as they possibly can be and go pull down that lever.
I don't trust this country. I don't trust a lot of people. I think a lot of the idiots people who watch MTV are idiots, and the NASCAR guys are idiots.
We love our callers, though, and you're not going to talk to them.
Oh,
tonight.
Yeah?
You're not going to talk to them.
You don't think I'm?
I know, sir.
You
so
want to try to
make sure
me?
I'm going to lay
you
down
try?
On
I'll
computer.
Go to the phones. I'll go to the phones. I'll go to the phones. There. Pow. There you go. Marie?
Yes?
You're 28?
Yes.
Yeah, Drew wanted me to talk more about voting and yell at Sarah Rue more. But I said, no, I'm going to the phones. How do you like me now, Drew?
I'm disgusted.
You want keep talking? I'll go to another call. All right.
Don't finish this call first.
Marie? Oh, yeah? Well, now I'm going to finish with this call.
Okay,
so what do you think of that?
Wonderful.
Thinks he can fool me. You can't manipulate me.
I know. I'm sorry. I beg your pardon. That I could even think that way is just shocking. Just embarrassment. I'm sorry. I'm ashamed.
Marie?
Yes?
Drew Hello? Thinks he can move me around. Go ahead.
Okay. My problem is my husband doesn't really want to have sex nearly as often as I do. Not nearly as often.
And what do you want?
It's such a long story. When it started out, it was, you know, hot and heavy all the time. Kind of expect things to drop off a bit after you know, you start dating. We got married pretty quickly. And
I love, everyone's got such a rap that you can't ask them a question.
I know, they've got the story that they got to have you here.
Yeah, it's, my husband, he dropped off. He dropped off there.
So how much do you want to have sex?
I was 1969. My parents came here from Geneva, Switzerland.
I was a product of normal spontaneous vaginal delivery.
Marie, how often do you want it a week?
Ideally, five times.
Five times. Okay. And what does he want?
Like once every 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Well, maybe you're kind of pushing him away a little bit. You're fat.
Drew, please. Are you freaking him out?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. And I'm almost always initiating it too. Almost always.
Yeah, but that
freaks some guys out. It turns their volume down a little.
Well,
bit.
here's what can happen. This weird cycle. It actually works the exact same with men as it does with women, is one becomes the aggressor, usually the guy. The other becomes the one who's saying, I'm not really feeling it right now. And then all of a sudden, you just take on that role. Like, uh-oh, the person's coming down the hall. Uh-oh, guy's wearing a towel. He's kicked his slippers off. Now I got to avoid. You don't even know what you're avoiding anymore. This could be what he's doing.
But, Marie, is there anything else we need to know about you and your sex drive? Are you bipolar?
No.
Were you sexually abused growing up?
No.
Okay, so this is just your engine.
This is how I've always been. I've always just been really horny all the time.
Okay, yeah. And you don't stray or don't have chaos in your relationships like that.
Other than that, is really great. You know, he's wonderful.
All right, is he doing drugs or anything?
No. He's a straight guy.
Tired, depressed.
Yeah, right. Medication.
Nope, none of it.
Is he exercising regularly?
Well, not. I mean, no. I guess not. But he does physical labor, so kind of.
Maybe he's just tired.
Yeah. What's he do for a living?
He is a general contractor. He runs his own business.
Mm. Yeah, that's stressful. That's tiring.
It is stressful, but that's. I'm supposed to be the anti-stress. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to, like, you know.
Relieve the stress.
That's what I'm here for. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, how about you give
like
a nice...
I've backed off, you know, like I've... For a while, I was really, you know, pretty pushy about it. And then I realized this was just worsening it. So I totally back off. But if I totally back off, I'm seriously not getting laid at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So what do I do?
All right. Is anything wrong with you?
Yeah, I get a little more energy here than just sex drive.
Sorry?
A little bit.
Tell us more about yourself. Is there anything else that would sort of be behind your sex drive, you know, sort of creating that intense need?
I don't think so.
No,
I
mean, never got abused. Nothing.
No physical abuse, huh?
No, none.
All right. All right, you got one of those motors on you.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, I personally think the guy just has to... Like you yell at the women just to hold still. The guy's got to kind of double down here.
Will you let him, can he watch a little porno?
Yeah, you know, he's not really into it so much. Ooh. Like, I'm kind of into porn, and I've, like, you know, he's pretty shy about his sexuality anyway. So it's kind of hard to get it out. Because I've asked him, you know, like, what turns you on, blah, blah, blah. And he's never really very clear about it with me.
All right, well, Drew is a man of exquisite passion, can find no common ground with this man.
Couldn't hang.
You guys have nothing. If you guys, like, were sitting next to each other on a plane, he was like, hi, how you doing, Mac? You'd be like, you couldn't even talk, right?
Right.
turn his nose up at him. Turn his sack up. Huh. Yeah. Hopefully, not when to make contact with him. If he handed you the nuts, you would wipe down the container.
It could be contagious.
Yeah.
I think he needs to step up a little bit. I think she'd probably be good with once or twice a week.
Yeah. And I don't know how she conveys this to him, though. Yeah. Sarah, how would you convey this to him? Come on, baby doll.
Yeah, this is awkward since my husband's actually in the studio.
Oh, he really is?
Yeah.
Oh. Let's bring him in here and talk to him about it.
No. You know, I think that, you know, look, it's always cyclical. I think that your sex life goes crazy and then you sort of have down periods. And right. I think maybe they're just hitting sort of a down time in their sex life. And maybe if she just...
Uh-oh. Downtime. Man of passion has released
downtime lasts
there.
Weeks. It doesn't last years.
Well, here's the other thing, too. True. Her cadence... People have a cadence. Her cadence is fast, and his cadence is slow. Yeah. And all, you know, abuse, trauma, drug use, morbid obesity, and all that stuff aside, that's the cadence.
That's
he's twice
thing.
A month.
Yep.
She's 25
clock.
Times a month.
Yeah. So maybe she needs to figure out a way to take care of herself.
They're gonna need it for her. It doesn't work for women though. They need the contact. Unfortunately, they're gonna need to meet.
Adam has a personal story.
They're gonna need to meet somewhere about 8 times a month, maybe 10 times a month.
Well, no, I think he could get by with 8 easily, even 6 to 8.
Yeah, he's at 2 or 3. Maybe
two
he
a
need,
month.
He's at 2 a month. He needs to get up to around 6 or 8 a month.
He needs That's to understand all. It's important.
Can I make a crazy suggestion?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Maybe she should rent kind of like a little motel room. Because sometimes it's nice to sort of get out of, like, your bedroom where maybe there's
you're
been attention.
You're thinking like a
you're
woman.
You're thinking like a chick.
You're thinking like a woman. That from...
Guy don't... Nah,
guy
nothing.
Is good. Forever.
I think that men relax when they're out of the home and they're sort of away from...
No.
This isn't a stress thing, I don't think. This
no.
It's not that. He'd be having erectile problems, things like that, if it were really stress about the home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's true. Plus, if a chick was hot, I'd nail her in like Dahmer's apartment.
Yeah. No, guys,
just bend her over one of those freezers with the heads in it, and just go at it.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's,
we don't need to go anywhere.
Did
place.
You hear what he said? Dahmer's apartment.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We don't need to go anywhere. That's how it is with women, though. Women, you need the bath. You need to be swept away. You need a little romance.
There's all this great functional MRI stuff coming out now about how much of the women's brain is used in their sexuality and how the drive centers don't hook in naturally with it. Men, visual. Appetite, drive, all happen spontaneously without any other input from any cortical function. It's all very,
always,
very primitive.
Every man.
Yeah. No variation
so interesting.
On that.
Well, except for Andy Dick.
Except for Andy Dick, he's destroyed some of those areas.
It's different. And then
men do not come in a variety. That's the thing about men. I mean, there's this little slight subtle variation, but if you scratch it all
if
away.
If we were like one of those, if we were like one of those cereal variety packs, you know, the mini
all
ones.
The sugar puffs.
We just sugar pop. Nah, because that's a good one.
Oh,
we'd be more
like
total.
We'd
be total. And then the plain. Once in a while, you get the plain shredded wheat.
That's
with nothing on it.
That'd be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be it. The big ones. The big squares.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we would be. The women are the variety pack.
Man,
you got the Wheaties, you got the Fruit Loops.
And every variety pack's different.
Everything's in between. That's right. Men, nothing. We don't need the pack. We just get the big box. Go to Price Club, get the big box.
So then what's the solution for this poor woman?
She needs to express to him that this is real. She's not kidding. This is important. And he needs, as a husband, step it up. He needs to really step it up.
And he'll probably... He's getting psyched out by it.
Yeah, he'll
probably end up enjoying it.
He has to realize it's important. She has to convey that to him, and he needs to step it up.
Right.
Not shrink away.
All right, let's play a little Germany or Florida.
All right.
This is...
You ever played that, Sarah, with us?
I don't know if we played that with Sarah. Okay. This all bizarre stories emanate from either Germany or Florida.
Okay.
The caller is going to tell us the bizarre, sometimes macabre story, and we will then decide, is it Germany or Florida? Joseph?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hang on a second, Joseph. Anderson, I have not heard the theme song, any of the theme songs, in quite some time.
Anderson, what about the theme song to Germany or Florida?
Let me dig her up.
All right. He's like an old miner.
He's really on top of it.
Glad you noticed.
Now, listen, he may be drunk tonight.
I don't know if I should play it now.
Speaking of drunk, you had a couple beers tonight, I think, huh?
No.
No?
How dare you?
Glass of wine?
Something.
No. He is so smoke offended.
Pod. I did do some heroin.
Okay.
Yeah, I smoked pot before I came in. How dare you? No, I ate some asparagus. Maybe that's what you're smelling. I ate a lot of asparagus. When we take our whiz We got a whiz coming in about 2.5 minutes.
Oh no, I'm going with an oxygen mask.
I mean, this is brutal. Yeah. This is going to be brutal. Yeah. It's going to be tough.
You got to come in and smell.
What do you mean wine?
You must bear witness.
I can't.
You bear
wait.
Witness. It is something to behold.
It's such a pleasure coming here.
The asparagus, pungent asparagus urine that Adam produces after he eats a bushel of asparagus and comes in here to announce, proclaims all.
Drew loves it. It's like the horn of plenty coming out of me. Drew, why do you ask if I'm drunk? You smell it?
Something. Yeah.
Acting high?
No. It's very subtle. Something. Tired, maybe.
No, I took a nap. Yeah. Just get my robe. Yeah. Ate my asparagus. Yeah. Peed in the sink. Feeling good. Yeah. All right.
Not a single beer. No beer in a glass of wine.
Not one beer. Not one glass of wine. You're slipping, Drew. I would tell you. You know, I would.
You know what?
How dare you, by the way, though? Because I never drink. Like, here's the whole thing. I love getting buzzed.
Yeah, I know.
And high and all that stuff. Everything's great. But I don't like getting buzzed and going to work. Like,
I don't think you're buzzed. I don't think you're buzzed.
Did you work out today?
I did. I skipped my rope.
Maybe it's pouring out of your pores.
It is pouring out. I am sweating. I am pouring out of my pores. Last night?
Yeah.
And did my usual half bottle of wine. Oh, actually, box. I'm not drinking a box of wine.
Your medicine.
Half box of wine.
Your medicine, right?
Yeah, it's my medicine.
Are we going to have the...
Germany or Florida?
It's Andy.
Is that Andy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's so talented.
He really is.
How about the song, Anderson?
Speaking of drugs. Yeah, let's hear the song. Do you have the song, Anderson?
Yeah, I can't remember what I
all right,
now.
All right.
Here's this one. Here we go.
Germany or Florida? It's Germany or Florida?
Okay. Joseph, now tell us
that
the
story. Worth the wait, Drew.
Yeah.
Joseph, 17. Go ahead.
All right. A man tried to fight off a repo man with a chainsaw and gasoline bombs before being arrested by police. The 52-year-old man barricaded himself in a single-family house while repossessor arrived with a two-man police escort. He first drove off the trio by throwing gasoline bombs and a barbecue lighting device at them. The police called in reinforcements. When they stormed the house, the man fired up his chainsaw and revved it, but was quickly overwhelmed. Two police officers were injured, and the man was apprehended.
Wow.
Now,
tough. Things are sick and twisted.
Oh,
sun and Nazis, sex with and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore you, Germany or Florida.
All right, so this is tough.
Do they have Repo Man in Germany?
Yes. They have to have Repo Man anywhere they sell cars on credit.
Now the firebombs, that sounds German.
It feels German. That's this very European flair to it. The chainsaw.
White trash.
That's Uncle Sam move.
Yeah, that's white trash.
So, see, to me, it's like this. Yeah, my first impulse was Florida. The chainsaw and the repo feels very Floridian.
Yes. And the guy in the single family home, I think you said.
Yeah, that sounds very.
Molotov cocktail feels sort of German. It's easy. I'm going Florida.
I am too.
I think so too.
Okay. Going Florida?
Oh, Michelle says Germany.
Michelle says Germany. All right. Engineer Michelle says Germany. Joseph?
I'm sorry, guys. It's Germany.
Ooh,
wow.
Good one. Well done.
Wow.
We have not missed one in about a week.
No, I have.
Weeks.
I have. I missed one. Yeah, missed one earlier in the week.
I got it, though.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not a team, buddy.
Right.
It's every...
You're on your own.
Yeah, every a-hole for himself around, for his TGIF and self around here. All right. Sarah Rue is in studio tonight, part of the TGIF
and
funny lineup. I really think you ought to go with that.
I'm definitely going to talk to someone tomorrow.
Kids are edgy these days.
CBS would
definitely go for that.
And that's what I'm going to say when I pitch it at ABC.
Yeah. ABC back, though. Let me tell you.
Yeah, they are kicking some butt this year.
Yeah. They got the Lost and the Desperate
Lost
Housewives.
Lost is so good.
Have you guys seen Lost?
It's so good. I'm so excited about Lost.
Yeah, it's great. It's fun. Everyone's good looking. Wow, where'd all this good... I can't get one good looking chick on a flight. They got like 11 good look. They like crashed with the Rockettes. And then where'd they get all the hot chicks?
And they all survived.
Oh, the hot chicks survived. The ugly chicks, they all went. And here's the other thing. I've seen this. You know what happened? I'm coming on to something here, sir.
Uh-oh.
I believe that there's certain conventions that happen in movies, and someone does it early, and then other movies just do it because they saw it in other movies and it becomes acceptable, hence the washed up on the beach thing. Like sometime in the 50s, there was a movie where a guy fell overboard during a horrible storm in the middle of the ocean, and then they cut to daylight and him on the beach, you know, tide wash up. He's face down, too, which is funny. Does the, wow, what happened? Must have passed out miles at sea. Yeah. Oh, there was 70-foot swells.
70-foot swells, freezing cold water.
Hypothermia must have knocked you out. No life raft, no life vest. No. You passed out, and then he woke up on the sand. Like, that's what happens. Meanwhile, guys are dying in kiddie pools all over the place. Right. Okay, so that... They did that in a movie like 50 years ago, and now when you make a movie, it's acceptable to have a guy pass out in the middle of the ocean.
Right.
And
wash up.
And wash up there. So, in movies now, in the movie Alive, about the soccer team in the Andes, that was a spectacular plane crash scene where the tail blew off the plane and it was wide open. And
that's
like
convention now.
Yeah, they're just flying the plane like, oh, my God, look, oh, wow, ho. Ho! What is this? No tail. Well, we better put this bird down, because I'll tell you what, we got no tail.
I hate to crap all over this ramp, but that was a true story.
Yeah, but the plane didn't crash by the tail, the whole tail section blowing off. Something happened with the, you know, vertical wing spar or something, and it crash landed. But in Lost, it's the same thing. It's like, pow, whole tail gone. Wow, look at that. We better put the plane down. When the tail blows off a plane, the plane just starts spiraling. I mean, it cartwheels immediately. The back end just fly out, and you would just immediately cartwheel down. There's no. Hey, we're missing the rudder. We're missing the tail. We're missing the horizontal stabilizer. Now, okay, let's start thinking about it. Let's put it down. And we might make LaGuardia. No, let's put it down.
Might not.
It sends a very dangerous message. And here's what I don't like: it makes other pilots seem bad. You know what I mean?
You guys that can't land the plane without the back.
Yeah, guys over New Jersey. Oh, look, y'all, you didn't even lose your whole tail section. You just lost the vertical part, and you went right into the Long Island. Wow. Must have been a bad pilot. I saw Lost. The whole half the plane was gone. It landed just fine. Well, Sarah Rue here. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Sarah Rue in the studio tonight. She's angry at me for my tirade about voting.
Yeah, so
earlier.
I gave him my rock the vote button, and it looks so cute on you.
I've had an ass full of
everything.
I've had an ass full of voting and AIDS. Yeah. Stop pretending and just go let somebody handle it, and let's move forward with our lives.
I like that positive outlook you have.
Oh. I gotta hear Paris Hilton talking about how important it is to vote, and of course none of them voted in the last election, but they're all goddamn experts this year.
No, because last election they were all like 14.
It didn't matter. Yeah, that's right. She's probably only done like 3 or 4 stag films at that by then. She didn't have the body of work behind her. Really, Paris Hilton. Everybody, we got to find out who she's voting for. That's it. Wait, I bet her dog tells her to vote. I bet like Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell probably going to command her to kill at some point, too. Should be awesome. All right, everybody. Loveline, Sarah Rue here. Part of the TGIF and Funny Friday night lineup.
Very good, yeah.
On ABC 930.
Yeah, we're the last show, so we're sort of the more adult show of the lineup.
Hence the effing part.
That's right.
I do, yeah. I do miss Bosom Buddies.
Mm.
Thank Christ. Drew, when you and I went out to do Dawson's Creek in North Carolina, and we're coming with the 3-hour time difference, we were coming home from the radio show about 3:30 every night.
Yes.
Guess what came on at 4 in my horrible cabin?
That's great. So you had plenty to amuse yourself.
I would sit and watch Bosom Buddies in this, basically this bed and breakfast we're staying in that had a floor that was at... It was listing to starboard about 70 degrees, like just before the Titanic actually broke in half. And went. That's what basically what it was. I was actually when I would brush my teeth, the water, I would pour water, would I see it go to the side.
Did you have the construction guys outside that I had?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was good times. But good. The point is I got to catch up on my bosom buddies.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah. They were mercifully playing it at 4 a.m. wherever in North Carolina somewhere. I don't even know what the hell it was on, Turner or something. But and then I had to Step by Step, which I always watch with Suzanne Summers and Patrick Duffy. And now the legacy continues with Sarah Rue.
Wow, I am so honored to be put in that grouping. That's crazy.
You could do a lot worse than Balky or Patrick, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, thanks.
Also, my third season.
Yeah.
Yeah, just where'd the time go?
I know. We just shot our 50th episode the other week.
Wow.
It's very exciting.
You can, and now, I mean, you always, they always used to say you got to make it to 30, you got to make it to 100 for syndication, but they'll syndicate it now at 50.
Oh, nice.
You're cool.
Oh, yeah? Good. Oh, good to know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, listen, you could shoot like 3.5 episodes and FX would run the hell out of it. They did like that Jay Moore show, Action. He shot like 5 episodes. They just ran.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, let's rock.
Let's go.
Let's rock the vote. What do you say?
Let's not. I'm sorry.
I want to talk about parking for a minute, Drew, but...
Yes, let's talk about that. Oh, I'm dying to hear about parking.
Are you? Because I'm going to... Now, you know what?
I want to hear about parking.
No, I'm going to go to the phones. I'm going to go to the phones. I had an experience parking that I want to talk about, but I think I'm going to the phones. Yeah?
No.
I'm going to talk about parking.
Talk about parking, please.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, guess what? Back to the phones. Trista?
Hi.
You're 27?
Yep.
You see, I'm a rebel, Trista. When the man, hence Dr. Drew over here, wants me to talk about parking, I go to the phones.
All right.
See what I'm saying?
Well, it works for me.
I always beat him. Beat him in his own game.
What's up there?
Well, I have the opposite problem of a caller that you just had, where she has a sex drive that's stronger than her husband. My husband has an immense sex drive, and I have zero.
Zero.
And I don't know what to do about it.
All right, but I don't want to go over the exact same answer because it really works male to female.
Well, but right. It's female.
Unless there's some abuse or something that we need to know about.
Right. Not on my side.
And are you
I'm taking Merced, whatever that oral.
Yeah, it's a birth
control.
It's a low dose birth control.
Any effect. Yeah.
It can. Yeah, some women that really shuts them down. So you need to maybe get a pill that has some more estrogen in it.
So you absolutely
need to look at that. Is there anything else we need to know about your history? Is there anything that would be driving your sex drive down? Have you had a child recently? Are you depressed? On any other medication?
No, I've been on medication for depression in the past, but I'm not currently. I don't feel depressed in other aspects of my life.
All right. Well, sometimes
the SSRIs shut people down sexually, and it keeps going after they come off them.
Yeah. Okay.
That can happen sometimes.
Why don't you just hold still and let him hump you a little bit? I know it sounds insane.
It used to be right now, but I'd like to enjoy it.
Well, it'd be nice, but you know what? Here's the thing. I got a theory about life.
We're gonna have to go call the call.
I can't get her on hold. Hey, Trista, I can't put you on hold, so don't talk.
Anderson did it.
Oh, all right. So here's the thing. Somewhere. In this country's somewhere around the 60s, maybe the early 70s, somebody decided that no one had to do anything they didn't want to do.
Right.
Like it had to feel good, otherwise you didn't have to do it. No one could make you do anything you want to do. And if anyone ever told you to do something you don't want to do it, then you can't do it.
No.
You can't do it. And it's a horrible message to send. Life is really about just doing a whole bunch of stuff you don't want to do and then little bits and pieces of stuff you really want to do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You work 50 weeks out of the year, and then you take 2 weeks in Maui. That's basically life. You got to have sex with your husband. you do. And if you don't want to do it, TS. TGIFNTS.
Great.
And BFFND. Yeah, that's what I got to say about that. Now, it'd be nice if you can enjoy it and you don't want to feel like the guy's raping you, but I really do believe that sex is a lot like exercise and that there's times you just don't want to do it. You just feel it almost hurts just to sit up, and then you start moving and you start sweating and the joints get a little lubed, and before you know it, you're going.
As horrible activities go, it's amongst the best.
That's right. That's right.
And secondly, it is you sort of have a responsibility to one another. You know, it's part of one another's biological needs, and you're trying to create a safe environment, a healthy, mutual, loving environment. But this is one of those things, you know, you feed each help, you know, provide food. But this is part
of it. He's finishing in her hair.
That's what I'm talking about.
I just want to, you know, drill some holes in your healthy environment thing. All I'm saying.
How dare you insinuate that's unhealthy?
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
Sorry. Yeah. Drew a healthy heaping of balsam for all his candy stripers. Yeah. I've decided that balsam is the shampoo equivalent to nougat. You know what nougat is to candy bars? Balsam is the shampoo. No one knows what it is, but they kind of would like it. It looks good when it's on the label. Ooh, nougat. I'll try this one. Ooh, it's got some balsam. I wouldn't mind balsam in the candy bar.
And nougat in the shampoo?
I'd be fine with that, too. Yeah.
Good.
Now with balsam.
Frell with nougat.
Here's what I'm saying. It's okay. You don't have to feel like you're being raped or it feels horrible. On the other hand, you don't have to do it 12 times a week.
Right, right. And we didn't find out with anything up with him if he's bipolar again. He could be abuse survivor.
She can adjust her birth control pill.
Yeah, adjust the pill, and then there may be something up with him. His drive may be too high, and he needs to deal with that. So,
all right, let me say this. I don't know. Maybe we got to do something about parking in this godforsaken city, and maybe we got to get like Ralph Nader or Judd McElvain, the troubleshooter or something. But I went and did a voiceover for the Family Guy.
Oh, what'd you do?
I did like death, but I did like three syllables. But it was, I sat there across from Mila Kunis and Macaulay Culkin. Those two are apparently an item.
Yeah.
And for years, they were at the
party we were at together.
Oh, I don't know.
You spent the whole evening.
I drank like almost two boxes of wine.
Oh,
but, I don't know where they were going.
But how about the operation he's got there now?
Crazy? Yeah.
It's crazy.
People playing ping pong and having a good time. But anyway, it's really the Family Guy thing. Very, very impressive. But I did the parking thing, and I parked in the wrong lot. And they gave me they gave me the validation on my thing, but it was for the wrong lot. Mm-hmm. So when I pulled into the thing, the guy was like peeling stickers off and what have you. But anyway, here's what happened. The guy said, "What time did you get here?" I said, 4:00. He said, okay, after about 10 minutes of fumbling and trying to figure and peeling things out, it was 5:02. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "All right, well, it's every 20 minutes and you're into the next 20 minutes." Yeah, but I was here 5 minutes before you were fumbling. You just killed 6 minutes. I got into the next pay period because you're playing grab ass for the last 5 minutes. Well, you're in the next pay period. And by the way, the idea that these guys are vested with no authority at all. It's just, hey, you're into the next pay. Well, there's nothing I can do. That's what Mr. Clock says that, by the way, we dreamt up. And where else does this exist, that you just get into the next pay period? And even though you're a minute into the next pay period, you're into the next pay period, and that's another 20 minutes. It's 2:50 every year. It just feels like a vehicular rape. It really does. Right? Attorneys do that, too. Mm-hmm. Who decided you could do this, by the way? I mean, I understand if you call a guy out to the house, and he drives a van up the hill, and he comes in for 5 minutes, you pay him for an hour. He drove up the hill. But you're in there for 1 hour and 2 minutes, then you just pay for 1 hour and 2 minutes worth of the next hour. It's just everything's, and there's no rounding down, by the way. It's not, oh, we're on the happy side of 20 minutes. Now I don't pay you for the extra 8 I've been here. No, you just pay the extra even if we kill the. Who decided this was legal? It must be illegal. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
what can we do about it? How can we take our parking lots back?
You can vote.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that'll make all the difference.
Yeah, Bush and Kerry are going to be right on top of that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Those guys, that'll be their number one thing. Break it down. Got to get it on. I'll tell you what, right now. Oh, and you know what I want? So here's what I want everyone to do. I want everyone just to sit there and use up their extra 18 minutes. You know, I want them to go, oh, okay, so what are you saying I owe for the next period? Yeah, you got to pay. Fine, here you go. All right, I'm hanging. I'm looking at my clock. Oh, I got 17 minutes and 45 seconds. I'm using it up.
Yeah.
I'm burning it right here, Pancho. What do you think about that? Or give me my goddamn $2 back. The guy went into the next pay period. I didn't even do it. He was just fumbled for 4 minutes. That's rape, Drew. Nothing short of rape.
That's what I was thinking.
Sarah, like,
that is a violent crime, Adam, not a sexual crime.
That's what rape is. It's violence, but you come. But it's violent.
But it's not a sexual crime. Though,
but you come at the end. But it's violent. It's not a, it's okay. Here's my point. My point is rape or die. That's what Puff Daddy says. And that's what I'm doing. Sarah, what's happening, baby doll? You cool? You all right?
Whatever you say.
TGIF.
Hey, quick question before we go to break, Carla.
Yeah.
Hey, where's your car parked right now?
Car's parked in the handicap zone.
All right.
All right.
Why?
It's just kind of funny that he's in the handicap zone right now.
If Culver City PD shows up, it won't be so funny.
Yeah. All right, we got a lot of handicap parking over here, and there's nobody handicapped who works here, so why not?
It's locked. It's a locked lot.
It's
locked.
All right. Are you cool, Anderson?
Yeah, I just wanted to know.
How do you know I park in the handicap zone?
Because I cruise over sometimes to check it out.
All right.
What, during the commercial break?
Yeah. I zip down there real quick.
Hey, speaking of which, we are having mega computer problems here.
Oh, we are?
We cannot get calls.
That's
we
right.
Can't
listen, I
we're having
material.
Late to break problems, too, so we'll get on that.
I'm fired up tonight, bro. I don't need your stinking callers. Sarah Rue in tonight. Less than perfect, everyone. 9:30 TGIF and Fridays. And we'll be right back after this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get it on, everybody. Get it on. Freak out. Get it on. Woo! Sarah Rue here tonight.
So you're having a little trouble with your phone, huh?
Yeah.
Do you want me to call?
We're having
or pretend to call?
Please.
Okay, ready?
Well, you know what? You know what I'd like out of you, Sarah Rue, by the way? TGIF, everybody.
Uh-huh.
Friday nights, everybody. 9:30, ABC.
What
Drew,
would you like out of me?
I'll tell you what I'd like
I
out of you.
I can't wait.
Drew is on the horn with the computer nerd right now, so that's him in the background. Drew, why don't you turn your back around? Would you put your... Jesus Christ.
He's off
are
now.
You Commissioner Gordon over there? Turn around. Okay. Here's what I like out of you, Sarah Rue.
Oh, bring it.
Why don't we take a call from Sarah, but let's take a call from like a 15-year-old Sarah Rue. You know what I mean? Maybe 16.
She's
going
to call us. She's going to call us.
She's going to call us.
Yeah,
so
call
we don't have callers.
Right.
But we got like a 15-year-old Sarah
Rue.
But it's
me. It's really me at 15.
It's you at 15. I mean, the Sarah Rue now, you're married, you're successful, everything's working.
Okay.
You know, you're firing on all cylinders.
She's getting her implicit cues going. She's checking her through
line. At 15,
you're
probably a mess. Have you had problems?
She's working. You see her getting ready?
All right. Sure. Do the ring. Ring. Hello.
Sarah, you're 15.
Hello.
Yeah.
Sarah, 15, calling from New York.
Yeah. Hi.
All right, get over it, baby.
Okay.
What's going on? What's your question?
Compliments for Adam.
I was just first I just want to say how much I love you guys and like I listen to you every night.
Yeah,
totally. I was just wondering I kind of have a hard time in school talking to boys because there's this guy that I like but I don't know what to say to him to get him to notice
me. What kind of school do you go to?
I go to like a public performing arts school, but the problem is like either you're
hold on, like one of those fame schools?
Yeah, sort of like that.
Wow.
Sort of like that, but the problem with my school
was it hard to get in?
Here's the thing: either you are really like want to be an actor or a singer, and then they also call it Last Chance High because they also took in all these guys who are kind of brutal and didn't really have anywhere else to go. So
they just
threw him in with the artsy kids.
Is this guy one of those guys?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a bad guy.
He's a rebel.
He's a bad boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
So what should I do to get him to...
You see that movie Fame?
Yeah.
The black guy who could really dance.
Oh, yeah, they never dance on tables at my school.
I'm more thinking of that movie Warriors. I'm thinking she's after one of those guys.
So you want a bad boy. But you're not one of the Last Chance students.
Mm-mm.
You're a good student.
I'm a straight-A student.
And what do you do? Do you sing? You play the cello?
Sitar?
What do you do?
I would like to learn how to play the sitar, but I sing and
you
I
do.
Act. And You,
you
know.
Do Broadway? Do something from Annie. Do The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow. Or something from Fiddler on the Roof. Come on, you ready?
The little girl.
Do Sunrise Sunset for us, please.
No.
Okay.
No, but how can I get him to notice me? Do we have callers yet? Because I don't feel like...
No, you're doing good. Stay in it.
Stay in it.
You know what? Stay in it. You're there. Stay there.
Okay, so give me some advice.
Well,
would you have any classes with this guy?
Uh-huh. I have homeroom with him, and I have drama with him.
So you're doing some, can you get away to do a production with him, like practice scenes and that sort of thing?
Oh, I could try that.
I mean, does he do schoolwork, or does he just avoid the whole thing since he's a bad guy?
He kind of avoids the whole thing, but he's very tall.
Oh, but I I'm only basing it on seeing the movie Fame a few times, but you guys got to partner up, right? Sometimes.
Right, it's a two scenes.
Smart, yeah. Yeah, so
she could go to visit him at his house and...
where's he live? Is he on the wrong side of the tracks?
I don't know. He's never invited me over.
No, really? But you have no idea where he comes from? Take a train in? Or?
Yeah, well, everybody takes a train. Oh. It's New York.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm. All right. Yeah, we say, partner, go ahead and make the first move, by the way. He can accept that.
Yeah, it's okay.
How old is he?
15.
Oh, yeah. 15? Absolutely. The guys are flattered. They love that.
And guys are frozen at 15. Oh. Guys can't move.
Oh.
They're locked.
How about the bad guys? Your buddy Chris he wasn't a bad guy, but he wasn't so frozen.
No, but he was good looking, had a big schwanz, and got laid all the time. Yeah, but here's the thing. A guy at 15, 95% of 15-year-old males are frozen. You go up, you break his eyes.
That's right.
He breaks your hymen. It all works out. Yes, Drew?
Yes.
All right.
Do you want to send back to test?
That sounds like
let's
a good
let's
plan.
Go back.
Can I go back to 25?
Let's go back to 1999. I'm not ready to make the jump. I'll get the bends.
Give me 20.
Yeah.
That's great.
Sarah Rue, everyone. Fantastic. Well, what do we need callers for? Unfortunately, Sarah's staying for only the first hour because she has a 5 a.m. call time tomorrow.
Right. I know.
Yeah. Like Andy Dick's going to be there at 5.
I know. It's always a waste of my time to get there on time.
He's supposed to be there at 5?
No, it's actually, I have to...
That's me raping Andy Dick.
That's amazing.
He will not be there at 5.
No, he won't be
there. Well, he will if he's up at 4:30. You know, I mean, if he doesn't go to bed by 4.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
All right, Sarah, everyone.
At this point.
TGIF and Friday, 9:30, ABC, Friday nights. God bless you, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. It's always fun to come here.
Come back anytime, and we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yay, Loveline, everybody. sat here and listened to Drew like every 10 seconds. Anderson.
It's really
Anderson.
Hard to hear. When the mics are off, guys, I can't hear a thing you're saying.
Mics are on.
Yeah. They weren't on, though.
Probably best overall.
Yeah.
Probably best.
True.
Big picture.
Oh,
probably
yeah.
Best.
Very definitely.
Probably best.
Most definitely.
All right. Sarah Rue has left the studio tonight. We're having a little technical difficulty tonight. Drew, I'm going to need you to be a 13-year-old Sarah Rue for this next call. Is that cool?
That's all right.
All right.
Can do it.
Can you go there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
All right. TGIF, yada, yada, yada. We're having computer problems. We had computer problems. It's been about 5 days. The crack staff here at K-Rock has not seen fit to fix it yet. We did. Somebody kicked it. It worked temporarily, and now it's down again. And, the tech guys in radio.
Wait, well, they don't worry. They said it's not their problem. It's Westwood One's.
Is there a breed that is more put upon than the tech guys in radio? You're like, hey, the mic's on fire. Ugh. Oh, 5 pagers. Got to drag all those pagers over here. And first they start with the accusatory stuff. What'd you do? Yeah. What'd you do? I made a bowel movement on it. Was that cool? We had a kegger in here. What'd you do? I got a crossbow, don't you?
You fired it right into the mic.
What'd you do? I like that. That's the first one. And the second one is all right, come on, stand aside. Let the master... The master who never fixes anything, never gets laid, and makes no money. Let the master.
It's like Nick Burns, the computer guy.
It really is that guy. It really is that guy. Except for you got to add 80 pounds, remove some hair, plus a ponytail, and
you're in.
He didn't use enough pagers.
Yeah, add a few pagers.
You got to add some pagers. I like the guys who actually have the holsters for the pager, and they'll have like the hip. They'll have the hip one. They'll have the one, the chest one. They'll have the little pager that goes in the sock. You know, like a good FBI undercover guy. Guys, deep cover, keep a knife.
Right.
Keep a knife down there. Little single shot Derringer pager down there. So then they're angry. Then they first thing they do is they try the first two things you did.
Well, no, they tell you.
They get insulting about did you reboot? Did you turn on?
No, then that's you need to reboot it. Yeah. And then
right.
It's like,
I did that. Yeah. And you didn't try. You didn't hit the control out delete. I did that one. Okay. Now out of the way. Now they're angry and put up on. And it's never a good time.
No.
Never a good time. All right. So we're going to get this baby
fixed. My favorite
thing
is what's not their problem.
Not their problem.
It's not their.
It doesn't fall into
it's
your
Westwood
jurisdiction.
It's Westwood One's problem.
Yeah,
it's Westwood One's problem.
If that's the right. Show all originated from one place, we wouldn't have problems like this.
Yeah. Well, if that place wasn't a flaming dump of a studio, we would have been there. But as it turns out, it was it's 5 square feet, and it was built by a drunken retard who should have his hands cut off.
Sure. No, that'd be taking a step back. I'm talking about taking a step forward. But here we go.
Should we move back? Should we move back there?
No, that'd be a step back.
Yeah. We should take a step forward.
What would that be?
I don't know. Where is our step forward, Anderson? Where should we go?
Bring the entire show together over there, perhaps. But that's
a different story. That's fine with me. You want to come over here?
Maybe.
Come on down.
Depends on how you smell. I love you, Corolla.
Yeah, who could miss? I miss Anderson. Boy, do I miss him.
We're going to go to Aiko.
I miss him like the carbuncle I had when I was 19.
You called me the other night drunk talking about how much you miss me. Don't lie.
Go to line 5.
Line 5?
Yeah.
Line 5.
Dan, he's 17.
Yeah.
Dan?
I'm on here. Hey.
Yes, you are.
What's up?
Real quick, before I ask my question, I just wanted to reminisce in the old times when Adam, you would talk about the old funny things they would have on, 70s TV and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how
those are the days.
You got something for us?
And,
hold on a second. Yep. Put them on hold. You know what I was thinking about? This isn't 70s TV. This is just something that used to be around that is not around anymore. The giant clam.
Oh, they were the big. They were the hugest thing.
Huge clams.
But people, they'd sell them. Ashtrays were giant clams.
No, but they were once the size of salad bowls.
I understand, but people would always. Everyone would have
giant
one.
Giant clams were big, yeah. And in movies, divers would go down and get their foot.
Yes, they get eaten by them. Yes,
no, not
them.
Eaten. Well,
held down.
Held down.
Yes,
trapped. Yeah. By the giant clam.
The giant clam would always just sit there and open and shut its mouth.
It would shut the second the diver's foot got stuck into it. Yeah, and there are giant clams still, aren't there?
I guess. We don't see them anymore.
Michelle, you didn't know there were giant clams. Yeah. I know. Michelle's a lesbian. I think she thinks this is going down a bad road here. I'm talking about an actual giant clam. You know what I'm talking about.
They were huge. You couldn't care if they were so big.
Yeah, like 3 foot across, size of trash cans.
Right.
Where are those? I miss them. They're not around anymore.
They'd be in the front of every apartment building.
They'd be hanging out.
They'd make fountains out of them.
Once in a while, people put a light in them, make a fixture or something out of it.
They're endangered.
70s.
Are they endangered so we can't harvest them anymore?
No.
Wow. Smoking, ashing into abalone shells. We used to really use the bounty of
nature,
the sea.
Yes.
We really used the turtle shells. What's up with that? Find me, engineer Michelle, find a giant clam on there. Find a good picture of one. All right.
Had lots of eyes. Remember a million eyes along it?
No, I don't remember that.
But that was the big thing.
Oh, those
Dan?
Are
scallops? Yeah, that's not a clam.
I think the clam had the eyes, too.
And what were the eyes on a clam?
I think there was something.
Scallops had a lot of eyes.
No, but I think that was sort of one of the cartoon-like qualities of the whole thing.
I'm talking serious giant clams. All right. Bunch of eyes. You're talking mascots. I'm talking about actual sea life. Dan?
You guys remember how on wild parties on the old TV shows, like the crazy party animal guy would have like a lampshade on his head?
Yeah.
I really miss that.
Yeah, yeah. You're 17.
Should I hang up on Dan?
No. Go ahead, Dan.
All right, so one of my good buddies, he's been doing acid for a while, and he gets vials of it, and instead of eating it or whatever, he puts it on his junk. And he says, it's twice as intense and,
All right, now you can hang up on him.
No.
Yes.
Can you absorb acid, Drew?
Yes, you can absorb it through any mucosal surface.
What about putting it on your junk?
You could put it. He's putting it in the urethra, basically.
He's putting it down in the urethra?
Yeah.
He's pouring it down? You think so?
I think so.
Get Dan back, Anderson. I can't believe pouring it down the urethra.
Probably could get a little bit through the skin, I suppose, but yeah.
What's pouring it down the urethra going to do?
Well, it's some mucosal surface.
Were you going to get high?
Yeah.
Why not just put it in your mouth?
Yeah, that's the point.
What if you put it on your eye?
Probably, yeah. Drop it in the eye, sure.
So, give me the mucosal surfaces. You got your mouth?
Your anus, your vagina, your eye, your nose.
Right. Urethra, no ear.
Not really the ear.
That's about it, right?
Anus.
He said anus. Urethra. You know, you go, I like the anus. That's a joke. Okay, so Drew, you go. I go, what are the mucosal surfaces?
The nose,
you
the
go,
anus, the vagina, the anus.
You said anus twice.
I like the anus.
There you go. All right, Anderson, who are we going to go to next here, Drew? Let's talk to a chick.
Yeah, we got Echo. She's 17.
Okay.
All right. What's the name?
Echo.
Echo.
Echo?
Yeah, Echo.
How do you spell it?
E-I-K-O.
Hmm. Wow. What's up? Named after a whale. What's up?
Well, I have this girlfriend. I've been dating her for a year now. Mm-hmm. And she seems to be, like, I don't know, interested in sex. And so I want to come down on her, but she's never had sex with a woman before. So I don't know if I should come on to her first or if I should let her go ahead and start.
Wow. I just, and something, I don't know why, Drew, but when I hear Echo, I think of that bingo song. Drew, where are you, by the way?
Okay.
The bingo song?
Yeah. Like, you know, there was a farmer, had a dog, and...
Bingo was
yeah,
there.
But she's a lesbian. So I was like, there was a lesbo...
Had a girlfriend. Girl,
and Echo was her name, oh, L-E-S-B-O, 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 and Echo was her name, oh. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That's nice.
Thank you. So you have a girlfriend...
Use that mind for good, will you, please?
She wants... You want to go down on her?
Exactly.
She doesn't want you to go down on her?
Well, she's never had sex with a woman before.
Are you sure this is your girlfriend? Maybe she's just your friend.
Why does she get to be your girlfriend? You're a lesbian, right?
Well, I'm her first girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. And she knows, she thinks of you as your her girlfriend.
Well, yeah, we kiss and hug and everything. I take her out on dates.
How old is she?
She's 16.
All right. She could be confused. You could be manipulating her. I
wouldn't force her into anything.
How
old is she again?
16. Is she... okay, but how come you haven't taken it further?
Well, you know, I really, really care about her, and I don't want to scare her or anything because this is all new to her.
Yeah, but you're making out. She's your girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to slide a hand up the sweater?
Well, I do, yeah, of course, but I don't want to scare her.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying. When you start making out with somebody and you're interested in them physically, you usually just sort of move forward.
Yeah.
Slowly, cautiously, but move forward, especially when you're really into that person, until they give you some body language or a little something, a little subtle something to stop you. The fact that you're just sort of kissing and hugging and going out leads me to believe that you don't think she would be receptive to that.
Pretty much. I don't know. I want to take it slow with her, and I want to make sure it's okay with her.
No, I know, but it's I know, but I think there's a part of you in the back of your mind that thinks she's not lesbian.
She's not ready for that.
And not is she not ready for your love. She may not be ready for a woman.
You think?
I don't know. Get rid of Echo. Drew, get Sarah Rue back in.
Echo, just try to be more open and discuss this with her. Find out really what she expects from this relationship.
She's couching it as, I want to take it slow.
No,
it's not more
that.
Like...
It's, she's afraid to say anything because she's afraid she'll wake up to the fact that this girlfriend isn't her girlfriend.
And everyone knows what it's like to start, you know, you start kissing someone and you're just not getting it back.
Right.
You ain't getting it back.
Right.
That's when the ether rag comes out.
That's the name of your new book, isn't it?
Yeah, ether rag.
Ain't getting it back.
Ain't getting it back. Boy, that's when you ain't getting it back. Nothing worse than that. Kissing an apple. Nothing. Nothing back. All right, where are we going, Drew?
Let's go to line three, Isabel.
You like my bingo lesbo song, though, right?
It's beautiful.
Solid. Where are we going?
Line three.
Oh, line three. Isabella or Isabel?
Hi.
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi. Well, I had a friend with benefits. We just never really had sex or anything. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of made out.
What'd you do? Do you have oral sex?
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Interesting twist.
Friends with benefits, yeah. And?
Hello?
Is your dad there? Somebody
yes,
walk in?
Yes, sorry. All right. And, well,
Is your dad around?
Somebody walk in?
You can pretend like you're calling the homework hotline, by the way. You had a real pressing trig problem. Drew, you could probably fake your way through that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the dad would suss me out immediately, especially with my effing stuff and my finger blasting.
Yeah,
and
the TGIF from
it seemed like it would seem inappropriate for the homework hotline.
I'll talk to you about the quadratic equation. That's right.
Yeah, there you go. What was that? No. Go ahead, Isabel.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, we're in the same band together. He's my lead singer and lead guitarist, and I'm his drummer.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And it was a Friends with Benefits, and?
And I ended up getting attached, and...
As always happens. That's not Friends with Benefits.
Right.
Don't kid yourself.
No, I know. That's how it started, and she rationalized it, and she was attached, but she was always in.
Always into him, yes.
Right.
All right.
So now I'm thinking, should I just ask him for another chance? Because he just cut it off with me. He was like, you know what, you're getting too attached. But it was like such a shock. Wow. And I'm like, what do I do now? And
why would that be a shock? He's a friend with benefit. That's what he signed up for.
Right. And
guys don't go from friends to not to, to lovers. The guy doesn't make that transition typically.
No.
Okay. Well,
they don't do that.
I mean, they can.
If the guy was into you to begin with, that makes sense. The guy who's saying, hey, we'll slow down, it's not the guy that's going to be transitioned into a love relationship.
What's the name of the band, by the way?
Optic Fire.
Optic Fire. That's horrible. Wow.
A new name.
You guys must be good. That would be my angle, like the Smuckers campaign. Hey, with a name like Optic Fire, you got to be good. That's how confident we are, everybody. You have yourself a crappy name. That's how good we are.
Oh, great.
Optic Fire. All right, and what kind of music do you guys play?
We play alternative rock.
Oh, really? All right, and you do original stuff?
Original stuff, yes.
Do you cover anybody?
Days of the New and Incubus. And.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, we've had those guys on the show.
Days of the New?
Yes.
I'm not sure if we had
that one I've never heard of.
All right, here's the point.
Okay.
This is not going to work because you are into him. You've always been into him. You rationalize. It's really, here's what ends up happening.
The fact that you had sex with him doesn't mean he has any feelings. That you're rationalizing that he's having this experience, he must be having the same emotional experience you're having. No, he's not. He's not.
Right. And here's what happens. The women are interested in the guy. The guy's not interested in the woman. The woman makes the guy an offer he can't refuse, which is, how about a BJ twice a week? Oh, all right. The guy, for his part, he's being naive about it too, but it's hard to pass up the BJ. He says, now, you do know the terms and conditions of the lease.
We're just friends.
You're just leasing the sack.
Just friends.
You ain't buying it. And they're like, oh, yeah. And then magically, 3 weeks into it, there's feelings, there's tears. It's never going to work. And you drumming for Optic Fire while he's fronting Optic Fire, or OF, as I call him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, just leave it OF. That'd be good.
Yeah. It's not going to work.
OF.
You're going to be angry. Yeah, it's not going to work. You're back there drumming, and he's going to be up front strumming, and you're going to be bumming.
Right. And the thing is, he's going to be
tonight.
Somebody else.
Yeah. I turned into Nipsey Russell at some point. Yeah, it's going to be tough. So that's it. He's done. And you know, the only thing that'll really rectify this whole situation is if you find another guy.
You said rectify.
I know.
Right,
that's the only thing.
He already found somebody else, so I'm like really upset.
All right.
I'm like, this is so.
All right. There will be many others.
All right. If you're really into the band, then you'll be a professional and you'll be a little trooper and you won't pout and you'll show up for band practice and you'll do your job and that'll be it. Okay. But if you can't handle it, you got to move on.
But the thing is, also, his friends are my really good friends. So what do I do about that?
It's always uncomfortable. It's always sticky. It's never free and clear. There's always mutual friends.
Yeah.
You're in the same class. You're in the same school. You're in the same band.
Spent all this time together.
Spent all
the
time. That's it. You have to push through. Everybody on the planet goes through it.
Yeah, this kind of thing.
All right.
All right. Just suck it up. It makes you the person you eventually will become. Yes. It does. You need these
experiences.
You know,
it's interesting. I was at a conference. It's this sex addiction conference, and this guy was giving me a little presentation. He said, you know, how many people have betrayed or been betrayed?
Mm.
And everyone in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. Every single person has either betrayed or been betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
On some level, at some time, at some point in their life, if they're, you know, over 25.
I had the same guy, except for he said bukkakeed.
And you've been bukkake?
I raised both hands.
You've done it on both sides.
I've been on both sides.
Disgusting.
Both ends.
That is rude.
Business and winning.
You need to rectify that.
I'm going to rectify it immediately. All right. Well, is there a person who hasn't dumped or been dumped or hasn't been screwed over or screwed someone else over?
No. And it's in the nature of the sort of the hitting and the colliding that young people do.
Yeah.
They come together, they break apart, they come together, just sort of colliding in space.
Yeah.
And somebody, the stars don't align every time they collide.
Yeah. And oftentimes when you sort of check your book, you think, well, I never dumped anyone. And then you start scratching a little and you go, all right, I guess maybe I have. Yeah?
Let's talk to John.
We don't need to talk to John. We can go to break.
It's a little early.
Well, it's only as we break late every single night.
All right, Anderson wants to go to break.
I usually break five minutes later.
You
want
to go to that clean bathroom. You've been thinking about that for
a while. I've been storing up some asparagus whiz for you.
Let's go.
But here's what I want you to do.
Spare whiz.
I want you to blow your nose right now. Clean it out.
Yeah.
And I want you to cleanse your
palate.
Bronchial palate with just a little bit of mint. Okay.
Some sherbet.
You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Because I got some asparagus.
I'm really excited.
I want to take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Talk to Haley on line 4. She's been on hold almost 80 minutes.
Gave Drew a nice shot of asparagus.
Oh, my God. It was shattering.
And
it was disturbing.
And you're a doctor.
I was sort of agitated. I had to get out.
Drew started screaming inside the bathroom.
Yeah, and Adam was holding his... He was clasping his hands over his head in the universal champion move.
Yes. To the victors, go the spoils. Yeah. Oh, God. And you know what I did too is not only did I eat a whole bunch of asparagus, but I didn't overcook it. I poached it. You know what I mean?
That was sensational. I've never smelled anything like that. And then you know what I did?
Stuff. You know what I did? What? I did a multivite too top of it, which gave it
a little
some
power.
Texture.
Yeah, a little.
It kicked it.
A little fruity quality, a little blackberry and acidity there. Yeah,
it was assertive without being pushy.
It was pushy.
It had a little punch. It was a little punch. But I feel like the multivite really just sort of was the catalyst that set it off.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. A little full.
And it looked great. It looked great.
I noticed the room. I thought you'd turn on some more lights or something.
Yeah, it was glowing.
God.
It was like Caltrans orange in there. Awesome. Yeah. I want to head back in there. I bet it's still in there.
Michelle, you should behold this. It's something to behold. You should go back and check it out. It's really amazing.
Awesome.
I couldn't stay too long with it, though. It was a little too awesome.
It was overwhelming.
Yes.
Yeah. Who are we talking to?
Haley.
Haley.
14.
Haley, what's up, baby doll?
Hi. Okay, like 2 years ago when I was 12, I was molested by my best friend.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
how were you molested? Like touching-wise, or would she actually have sex with you?
I was spending the night at her house, and I had fallen asleep, and the next thing I remember was her touching me. Mm-hmm. And I woke up. She's the same age as me and everything, and it was really pretty traumatizing. So.
Yeesh, oh boy.
Yeah. So, but now I'm in a relationship with somebody. We've been going out for a month and a half, and I really, really like this guy. I mean, I'm really in love with him, and he's really sweet and everything. He's romantic. He's wanting to take everything slow, but the problem is I'm having a really hard time getting close to him.
Well, wait a second. That shouldn't be because of this incident. I mean, it's other things, and it can be accumulation of things, and this could be one of the things, but it's not just this.
It's not just this. And it's curious that you would freeze when your friend is sort of touching you like that.
Did you freeze?
Kind of. She thought I was asleep.
But why not just fight her off?
I would move, and she kind of thought that I was awake, so she'd stop. But then, you know, she kind of still figured I was still asleep. So she'd try and do it again. So I just
did,
moved
did
again.
She get her hands down your jammies?
Yeah.
Hey, a simple cut it out would have stopped it.
Yeah.
Well, why did that?
See, the problem is that I was in her house with her and her family. And when I very first woke up, the first thing that I realized was, okay, this is what's happening. If I do anything, I don't want to be like, you know, I don't want her to, you know, like, you know, don't say anything or else I'll hurt you or something like that. And so,
well, that's what we're talking about. That's not a normal thought. That's not a normal thought at all.
No, you can be freaked out. You can freeze. You can be off your,
to expect violence out of her means you.
I went into like shock right afterwards. I mean, when
I. So what's up? Something's going on then.
So had you been
something before that?
Yeah. No, nothing. Nothing's ever been. I mean, nothing sexually wrong has ever happened to me.
No. They would ever hit you or anything growing up?
Huh.
Well, where did you learn to expect violence from somebody in a setting of exploitation?
Okay, there's a little bit more to her. It's kind of a little bit, but a little longer. But when we were friends, she had kind of almost controlled me. I was the new girl. I had just moved there. And she was, like, the first friend that I started becoming friends with. And, I told her a lot of things. And she'd go around, like...
Well, what are those things that are so shaming?
Yeah.
Well, like, I've done stupid things before. Like...
Like what?
Just dumb things. Like, with... I had done something with other girls before. And, you know, just kind of, like, exploring or whatever. I had kissed another girl before.
All right, before the age of 12. Or at the age of 12. Uh-huh.
And, but she'd go around spreading rumors about me.
All right, but hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
There's way more here than you're willing to admit.
It seems like there's more here. Is your family together?
Yes, oh yes. My parents are they're together. They've been together my entire life. I have three little brothers. Everything's cool.
Your brothers never did anything to you?
Uh-uh, no. They're younger than me. Everything's fine.
Okay.
All right.
Listen, at 14, you're not supposed to be automatically able to become intimate with a male. You know what I'm saying? You're saying it's taking slow and you're finding it difficult.
Unless he's a producer.
Of course it's difficult.
If he produces,
at 14,
he has a credit.
You really shouldn't be able to be intimate. It's just, your brain can't really handle that.
I hear about my friends, you know, they've kissed, you know, people before. But it just seems... I feel so scared around him.
Good, Haley, fine. Go with that. Go with that. You're protecting yourself appropriately. Yeah.
You can't kiss the guy?
I could have some sort of guard built up because of what happened.
Here's
the thing. You're putting all your eggs in one molestation basket, and that's not it. It's accumulation of events that have happened in your life. We're not going to get to all of them tonight.
Whatever they were, they set you up to have a freeze reaction in the setting of this sort of exploitation.
But if that's the way you insist on thinking, well, this is a different guy. It's a different sex. And why don't you drop it just a little bit?
But at 14, you'll get through it. You'll get through it. You got a lot of time ahead. Take it slow.
Where are we going, Drew?
How about to Melissa on line three?
Line three, Melissa. Who's 15, Melissa?
Hi.
What's up, baby doll?
Well, I'm engaged to this guy I know.
You're engaged
and I've
at 15.
Oh, well, please.
You're engaged at 15?
15.
Yeah.
All right. I gotta send you out something.
Help.
Where are you registered? At the Kids Gap?
Oshkosh.
Knott's Berry Farm. Where are you guys registered? I'll send you out something.
Stanfield.
You're in Stanfield's? All right. And what do you want me to get you? Like a learner's permit or a cover for your moped or something? What do you get at 15? You know, when you get married. Toaster oven seems dangerous.
Yeah, they might burn themselves.
Yeah, I'll get you like a case.
No cooking ware, no knives, no
case of Pop Tarts.
Pop. There you go. That's thinking.
Yeah.
How old is the guy?
Stratego game.
More Jell-O, please.
What's up? How old is he?
He's 4 months older than I am.
Oh, please. Are you emancipated minor? Do you live in a foster home or something?
No, right now I'm living with my mom, but we, have to wait until we're 18 because she's not going to let me do anything.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank God you have a parent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's your dad?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Shocking.
Does your mom know?
No, they got divorced when I was like 5. And
okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so what's the question?
I'm wondering if I should still go through with it or if I'm moving too fast because, I mean, we've only been...
I don't think you're moving fast enough. I think you probably should have started a family by now.
Engaged.
Couple buns in the oven.
Yeah, engaged.
I have 15. I'd first off, I'd kicked heroin for the second time.
And once you pass the zygote phase, you're an old man.
The triplets were born. I think I was 15 when the. I know I had Matthew, but I'm not sure if the triplets were born.
You were high the whole time. So
15. I was pretty high. I'd been fired and rehired from the same factory job at least a half dozen times, and I buried my family. They weren't dead. I just decided to bury him.
That was a rough year when you were 17.
I said, Dad, I've seen enough. And he's like, son, I'm fine. I'm 54. I'm in great. Yeah, now I've got to bury you. Get in the grave. Yeah. All right, baby doll. Obviously, look, here's the question. Let's break it down. Here's the real question. If you're aware you're white trash, are you white trash? It's like if a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it, does it make any noise? If you know you're stupid, are you still stupid? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a different kind. It's
you're asking all the right questions, Melissa. Here's the goal. You want to, you know, make believe like you're engaged and make all the other students in your school sick? Fine. They're going to make fun of you. You guys do that thing where you walk down the halls with your hands in each other's pockets?
Well, right now, he's in Washington.
Well, right now.
What's he doing?
Yeah.
The state of Washington?
Yeah.
He's living with his dad.
Oh, okay.
How long has he been gone?
He's been gone for a little over 2 months now.
How did you guys, did he buy you a ring?
I'm not going to let him.
Good.
All right.
Because he doesn't have very much money to start out with.
As a 15-year-old, he can't afford a wedding ring?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, what kind of 15-year-old is this?
Well, first off, the rule is... 3 months' salary, which would be $9 for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told
so whatever he makes on his paper.
50 cents or something.
All right. All right. Well, look, Anderson, put her on hold. I'm deeming this a non-question.
Yeah. At least she's trying to think her way into something healthy here.
Look, everyone.
Boy, is that bad.
Yeah, do whatever you want. Just don't get pregnant. Don't get locked in. That's the thing. That's when you sign the contract with the drop of blood, when the kid comes out. Make all the mistakes you want. Make all the promises you want. Do whatever you want. Don't get pregnant. That's when it becomes for real.
25.
Now, hold on a second. Because I want to talk about the giant clams.
Oh, okay.
Because Engineer Michelle, found the giant clams on the computer. And a 4 foot, 500 pounds. That's a giant clam.
Here's the deal. How do they get those up? Out of the water, you know what I mean? They were so universally available in Southern California, anyway.
Yeah,
who dredged all those things up?
All I can think of is Mexicans. That's all I can. That's the first answer. Whenever someone says who, I think Mexicans.
Well, what's the distribution of the giant clams? Where do
they? Because I think they must be in like Baja or something.
They're saying that it's on the Great Barrier Reef in Australia.
I knew it, Mexicans. Down under. That's right. Really. Great Barrier Reef. Yeah.
They have to ship in the United States.
They must be an endangered species or something now,
yeah,
right?
They
There's
are
no
now.
More.
Yeah.
See, we used to, first off, the whole world used to be like Japan in that we could just get whatever we wanted whenever we wanted it.
In terms of killing.
Yeah. You want a stuffed spider monkey to put on your car antenna? Yeah. I'll get you one of those. You want a big turtle? First off, everything in nature was an ashtray in the 70s. You just, what are you ashing in? A baboon skull. Oh, that's nice. Oh, that abalone. Oh, the shell. Oh, the tortoise shell's nice. That makes a nice. Oh, that's nice up on the wall. We've just gut stuff and hang it everywhere. Yeah. All the bearskin rugs and everything.
Yeah.
And then someone figured out it was a bad thing.
Yeah.
So everyone stops, except for the Japanese. Still do it, but we decided to stop, you know, and whaling, killing dolphins. We just figured, look, if it's moving and it's not us, it's fair game. Mm-hmm. It's a dolphin. We didn't draw great distinctions, by the way, between like a mahi-mahi, a tuna, and a dolphin.
No.
It just, look, they're both in the ocean. They both got a dorsal fin. Let's get them. Game on.
Yeah.
Kind of miss those times, Drew.
Simpler times.
Simpler times.
Yeah, I'm not too hip on that.
Simpler times. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, look. But here's what I was thinking about. I was in Mexico fighting a 50-pound Dorado.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Wow. 50 plus.
Wow.
Majestic. Beautiful creature. And I thought about all the homos in L.A. who, you know, they won't eat chicken, but they'll eat, like, fish.
Yeah.
And they don't eat beef, but they, you know, they draw their line. They have that retarded line that only the far left has, where it's just this convenient, retarded line that's more based on what their idiot friends think than what truth would
or what they sort of dictate. Feel at a primitive level.
Yeah, here's the thing.
The chickens are cute.
They will eat swordfish, but they'll not eat chicken,
right.
And they'll not eat beef. And when you pull up one of these creatures, they're majestic. Chicken, nothing. Chicken is a roach compared to a swordfish, compared to a big bluefin or yellowfin tuna, mm-hmm. compared to one of these Dorados. And just on the whatever scale you use to measure your nature's majesty, this would kick the ass of, by the way, a cow and especially a chicken.
Yes.
So those of you who don't eat chickens for political reasons, but eat your weight in a swordfish, shark, and tuna. Yeah. every day. There you go, genius. Thank you very much. And by the way, you wonder why people don't listen to you? You wonder why everyone thinks you're an a-hole? Take a look at your policies. Yes, Drew?
Random.
Let's start eating the giant clam. Awesome. I mean, 400 pounds. And that's just a regular, that's just an average-sized giant clam. That's not even a giant clam. That's a medium giant clam.
And imagine all the divers they ate to get that big,
too. They close on the foot of the diver, and they can't get out.
Well, they just open their mouth, bubbles come out, and they close.
Boom.
Open and close. And one of those times, right. A guy swims by, a foot gets caught.
Boom. All right. Well,
good sushi places have something called giant clam. You should try that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's not actually giant clam, but they call it giant clam. And
what is
it? Tastes good, and you pretend that it is. It's geoduck or geoduck.
But well, what is it if it's not giant clam?
It's geoduck clam. The clams that eat through rocks.
Yeah.
They eat through rocks?
Yeah. Crazy clams. They eat like an inch of rock a year. But they taste great, and I like to pretend that they are giant clams whenever I go to a sushi place.
Yeah. Nice. They're mineral eaters, Drew. Yeah. Huh. We'll take a, I don't know. We'll take a quick break. We'll find out a lot about Anderson tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get it on. Woo! Get it on. Freak out. Get it on. Freak out and get it on, everybody. Hell yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. Hey, everybody. Love line, man. Is that you? Let's go to the phones.
Do.
Old Jeremy on line two has been on
minutes.
Hold for...
Yeesh.
Yeah, 98 minutes. Let's talk to him. Jeremy?
Yes.
You know what I'm glad A-hole guys don't do anymore? What up?
Oof. What up?
Remember that one? Remember that what up?
There's still a lot of how you doing in New York.
Yeah, but not that what up thing got dropped about 5 years ago.
Thankfully, you're right.
What's up, dude?
Can I say long time first time?
Yeah.
Nice.
What up, dude?
I love you, Adam.
Thanks, bro.
I've been dating a girl that actually works for me, but we knew each other for 5 months before we started dating.
What kind of work?
I own a pizza shop, and she's one of my bitches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What
a calling from Michigan, known throughout the world for their pizza.
Oh yeah,
that's the pizza state, Michigan. Look, here's the thing. Let me explain to you a couple things, Jeremy. I'm not interested in your relationship problems. I do not want you to sell thick crust pizza. That's not right. Don't sell it. Thin crust.
It's not pizza. It's bread.
It's not pizza. Yeah, it's sourdough bread with ketchup
sauce
on it.
Yeah.
I want thin crust. Do you understand me?
Does it have to be crispy or...
No. Regular crust.
No. And big, so you taco it. You fold it in half, slide it into your mouth. Don't get burnt by the cheese. All right? Would you do me that favor, please?
I will.
So, Jeremy, you own the shop. Is the woman, is this girl a girl? Is she underage?
Yeah, she's 17.
All right, so are you looking to go to jail, or what are you doing here?
Her dad's great with it.
Her dad's great with it.
Things better not go south. He won't be so great with it.
Yeah, he's getting this... He's getting the free.
We may own the shop. It's pizzones. Potentially sexual harassment.
He's deep in pizzones
and potential rape.
I don't know what statutory laws are in Michigan. Drew's going to look it up.
I think it's 16 or.
Well, look. Here's the thing, Jeremy. You're 26. Who died and left you that pizza shack?
My uncle helped me out.
Okay, shocking. How did I know that?
Small business loan.
Right. You should not be dating an employee, A, number one, but a 17-year-old, B, number two. You're 26. You're a nice 24-year-old.
There was a lot of spark, though.
A lot of spark where?
It is 16.
All right, you're cool. There's not a lot of spark where?
There was a lot of spark between us.
All right. Well, you're having sex, right?
Ugh. Here and there, yeah.
Here and there?
And it's sexual harassment.
Here and there
too.
Means in the kitchen and in the bathroom.
No.
All right. All right. Look, are you serious about her?
Yeah, she's the best person I've ever found in my life.
All right. Hang up on him, Anderson. Fine. She's legal, and I couldn't figure out what Jeremy was up to. I don't know if it was bogus or he's just an a-hole. Or,
I think it's just an a-hole. Is
well, a- not intentional a-hole, just one of those dude guys.
Right.
So
that's how you knew he shouldn't own the pizza shop on his own merit.
Yeah. Ooh, nothing worse than a guy with an entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. It's legal. Her dad's cool with it. Fine. Spiritually, not the world's greatest move. On the other hand, hey, if you're in love and you're treating her right, so be it.
Then she needs to not be your employee anymore, because with that power imbalance, you're going to get your ass in a sling.
Yeah. She needs to go over to, like, Papa John's or maybe Little Caesars.
Right.
And by the way, let me just say this about pizza places and anybody sells a product. You don't make me want your product more when you offer, like, 8 more of your product. You know what I mean? Like, Little Caesars do that. Good. Get any medium with 3 toppings for $2 and get 5 more mediums with 8 toppings. It's like, did they do that with Mercedes? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I bought a Wonder Mop off the TV years ago.
Nice.
And it's like, hey, act now. We'll throw in another one. Then I'm paying twice as much. It seems like
I'd rather pay half as much.
You shouldn't be able
one.
To do that. Yeah. First off, what do I need, a mop for the car?
Right.
I like to keep mop in the glove box.
They know you have all those houses.
Homes, Drew.
Homes, I think.
Yes, I own homes. Multiple homes.
Estates.
I'd like to pay $12 for the one pizza, and when you throw in the second one, it makes me question the integrity of the first
one.
I'm
with you.
Yes?
Yes.
And here's how pizza should be, kiddies. Let me just explain this first off. It needs to be thin crust.
Of course.
Not that horrible doughy crust. You know who likes thick crust pizza?
Retarded people.
And kids.
Mm.
Kids love that doughy. They just, it's all starchy and carby and doughy. Yeah. Thin crust pizza is pizza, everybody.
Yeah.
Now, don't argue with me on going to Chicago and getting some beautiful deep dish pizza. You're the same a-holes who argue with the cake and the pie, where I go, look, if you're going to order something, order a pie. It's a much safer bet. Much better than cake. Well, if you go down to Fairfax and you go to, there's a Benish bakery call over there, and for $172 in your right toe, they have a German chocolate. Okay, yeah, okay, that cake's good. You're not getting that cake. So shut up.
Getting the sheet cake.
Yeah, no sheet. If you're going to go and talk about Chicago deep dish pizza, fine. That's great pizza. I've had it. It's a good time. That's not what's showing up.
Right.
What's showing up is the in between the deep dish and the thin, the sort of medium to thick. It's about 5/8 of an inch thick, maybe 3/4, and it sucks. Mm-hmm. Get the thin crust. All right, let's talk toppings now, Drew. What do you like on there?
Mushrooms.
Mushroom.
Pepperoni.
Good call. Pepperoni. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Let me say this about pepperoni. And I'm turning the corner a little bit. And I want people to know I'm fair-minded.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of these guys who clings like a pit bull to one of my points. I claimed a few years back that people order too much pepperoni.
Mm-hmm.
My theory...
They're better toppings.
Yes. Here's my theory. I have a lot of argument from the Kimmel staff, by the way. These are guys who enjoy arguing, by the way.
Evidently.
These are like 35-year-old guys who just love to argue about everything constantly.
Red Sox fans?
Mostly.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing. I say that people throw a party. It's like, oh, I'm having a bunch of guys over. We're going to play some cards.
Cheese and pepperoni.
I'm going five cheese and five pepperoni. Yeah. And I'm always like, well, why don't you get a mushroom?
Yeah.
Get a pepperoni.
Yeah.
Get two pepperoni, but then get a mushroom, get a black olive, mm-hmm. spread it around a
mushroom
little bit.
Mushroom olive's good together.
Mushroom olive good
oh,
together. Get,
boy.
I'm killing. It show's now over, Anderson, by the way.
We got 2 minutes of pizza here. Relax.
It's over. I got at least 10 minutes of pizza
talk.
I like
John on five, though. He's good.
The other, screw John. Here's the other thing. Knowing it's a nice one, sausage and onion.
Yeah, that's a little rough on
a little rough on the ass. Huh? All I'm saying is
yeah,
this.
It's good.
All I'm saying is don't go five pepperoni, five.
Ham and pineapple's actually okay.
That, hey, I take a lot of syrups for enjoying that every once in a while. That's not a purist
but really,
pizza, but a good pizza.
You get a hankering for that mushroom, and that's what you got to have.
All right, so you're with me. Pepperoni, good, but you don't need
overdone.
Five.
Overdone.
Oh, way overdone. I believe that this country eats like each person eats 70 pounds of extra pepperoni that they didn't really want every year.
Yeah.
Every year.
Wow.
Every year. You got your choice.
Yeah.
And so you got your choice between the cheese and the pepperoni.
Yeah.
And you're like, that'd be nice if they had an olive.
Yeah.
Just eat the pepperoni.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You're right.
When it got on you. Here's the question.
We got our pizza now.
Here's the question.
I got a pizza
Here's the question.
Now.
Would you order a pepperoni if you're just having a pizza sent to your house? Just for you.
For me?
Just for you.
Not if I gave it a thought. You might reflexively order it, but if I thought for a second, wait a minute.
What do you want?
Mushroom.
You're ordering a pizza.
Mushroom.
That's
mushroom.
Right. Good man. Good man.
Who cares?
Good man. Good boy.
But I'm so used to buying cheese and pepperoni
for
my kids.
Do it for your kids.
Yeah, that's what
Don't get them going on that. And
you're
by
right.
the way, we're not kids.
Yeah, you're right.
We're adults with evolved tastes. We want pineapple.
On our pizza.
And Canadian bacon. And cheese injected into the crust. That's what I like to say. We take crust. We've now put cheese on top of the pizza, in the back crust. We're now actually going to inject it into you rectally. We're actually, this is called the rectal bomb. You sit on this and you actually ingest cheese rectally while you shove cheese in your face. All right, let's.
Cheese bomb.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, well, that's it. That's the show, everybody. That's the week. I want to thank Sarah Rue coming in. She's part of the Friday night ABC TGIF FNF lineup. God bless her, 9:30. I'm going to be guest hosting Best Damn Sports Show tomorrow.
So cool.
Check that out. Good times over there. I want to thank Engineer Michelle for doing a fantabulous job. Actually, audibly laughing at things I said during the week. Took a little adjustment.
Unacceptable.
But,
that's why reacting is tough.
Amazing. I know. It's incredible. And usually I just look at Engineer Chris, and his eyes are going around like pinwheels over there, and he's looking behind him. When I look at him, he looks behind him like there's someone standing behind him waving.
I know.
I want to thank producer Ann for doing a spectacular job all week. And, of course, Junior.
Junior.
Oh, no. Only six juniors.
She's
up from 128 juniors to six. She's doing such a wonderful job.
Junior Lauren.
Phone screener. Who's the phone screener?
Brian.
Oh, Brian Ziggy. And Ziggy. All right. Hey, Brian and Ziggy. Good job. So, until next time. Oh, Engineer Anderson. Forgot about my loved one, Anderson. So,
it's
until
so
next time. This is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying... Mahalo. What are the mucosal surfaces?
The nose, you go. The anus, the vagina, the anus.
You said anus twice.
I like the anus.
There you go.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.